At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Well Said Podcast. I am Well Said Sid. If you're new here, I'm excited you're here because, god damn it, I love having you in this community, all right? And I have a friend here on the podcast who also just so happens to be a fitness genius guru, all the things. But I think the best part about her, we were sitting here and we're talking about this episode and we're like, what do people want to get out of this? Sid has a story. I just gave away who it is. Her name is also Sid. Sid has a story that I don't think many people know or understand. She's this bubbly, incredible personality on the outside, fun, always gives good vibes to everybody. Most giving, one of the most giving people I know, honestly, hands down in my life. And she has had to go through a lot. And she's able to sit here in front of us with her life in order and make like getting goals done, like bodybuilding and being a fitness instructor and trainer and like helping people improve their lives and doing all these things. But what's on the other side of that, what she had to overcome, shows that you can get through some shit and have a beautiful, incredible life. It just takes some resilience and it takes some energy and mindset shifts to get there. So I'm not going to give away her whole story. That's why we're here today. That's what we're going to dive into. She will come back and she'll do some fitness content. Of course, we always need to do that. And we do that within the Wealthy Circle too. She happens to be also the mentor of the month for June, one of the mentors of the month around strength, which is so fitting, and provided us like fitness routines and like a workout program and a nutrition program in the Wealthy Circle. So we're very thankful for her for that. But without further ado, one of my besties, Sid Samborsi, is on the pod. It's always funny introing people that I like know really well and that are my friends that I literally am like, what's up, bitch?
You're like, I have to like, be serious in front of you.
I'm like, ooh, this is my serious side.
Yeah, yeah. Is it mom's like, working, okay?
Did you like picture me in like a little blazer? Like, is that where you were seeing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I did.
Like a little like
sitting
work girl?
Sitting at a desk. Yeah. You had a briefcase, actually.
Oh my God, did I? What was in there?
Nothing.
Oh, fuck.
That was what was weird about it.
God damn it.
This well, is, hello.
We'll try to be serious. Like, we'll try to give a little serious energy, but like, honestly, we're nuts.
Yeah.
We're a little nutty. Like, yep. Even the workout the other day, we did a workout in the park. If you didn't see it on social,
yeah.
Hopefully by this time that you're hearing this, I've posted the recap on social.
We're working on it.
I was like, yeah, yesterday, I was like, I was working on it. And I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I get sidetracked and then I didn't post it. Sorry.
It happens to the best of us.
It's hard to be okay. Like, I'm sorry, but by the time I get through an event, I don't really want
to
like reminisce. Yeah,
minute.
Like I don't want to reminisce it right when I'm done. I want to give a little breath, a little
Let
breathing room for the love of the Lord.
For the love of Pete.
Anyway.
Okay.
By the way, side note, I wanted to share this because this is really random, but I got my period today. And last time I went to a Minneapolis integrative or like an integrative doctor, they told me that, you know, I was like, I'm having a hard time with my period cramps. This is very random, by the way, tangent. But they were like, oh, did you know like curcumin, yeah, however you
turmeric.
Say that. Yeah.
Like,
can help you. Yeah. And it's like an X or a, you know, version mm-hmm. of it can help. And it emulates like Advil without being Advil and hard on the stomach.
Oh, interesting.
So this morning I tested it because I started feeling my cramps coming on. They get really bad right away in my period. They always have. They're getting better. I took 2 pills of curcumin from Thorne. I don't have any cramps. I caught them.
That's
and
awesome.
It worked. And I was like, I need to tell somebody because I'm like, I've struggled with cramps since I was like 13 when I first got my period. I got it kind of early.
Yeah, so did I.
And I'm 28. So I'm like, this is like the first time I've like not had to pop Advil like it's candy.
Yeah.
Like 14 times throughout the day to like just get by.
God dang. Well, that's the secret. They've been hiding it from you.
I had to share that with y'all. Anyway. Oh my God. I almost threw my
her
little
new laptop, by the way.
This is my new work laptop, everyone. So anyway. So Sid. Like, how do we even start your story about life? I feel like, what would the word be that you'd use? I use resilience, but what would the word be for you?
I do think that is a good word to describe me. I think another good thing is perspective. I feel like I kind of think, like, recapping, overviewing my story and what makes me who I am. Mm-hmm. A big thing is just like the perspective that I take and the perspective that I have on life and the things that I've seen, been through, all of it. And always finding the silver lining.
Yeah, I think so too. Will you give everybody like your overview on you right now? Like, what do you do? I like gave the, you know, bodybuilder overview, but like, kind of like a point to brag and like also say like, this is who I am, this is what I do, all the things, because you do a lot of things.
So I actually forget to tell people this, but it kind of ties things together. I went to school for marriage and family therapy. So I was going to be a therapist, and I kind of fell into the fitness industry my senior-ish year of college. So currently I am a personal trainer. I'm a bodybuilder. I teach a bunch of different types of group fitness classes. And I also have a couple clients who are training for shows as well. As well as getting myself ready for shows later this year.
So I know,
it's super fun and exciting.
I don't know how you bodybuild though. Like, I genuinely, like, I think my motivation is like, it's the bar underneath that.
But
like,
you know,
I could
what?
Not, I don't think.
Sometimes I think that like being in prep for doing shows, it's like, well, you don't have an excuse. Like,
that's true.
You need to just do this, do this, do this. And that's that.
To be honest though, if I was prepping for something, I would never show up ill-prepared. So like, if that's how I think of it, I'm like, okay, then maybe I could do it. It doesn't mean it wouldn't be freaking hard as SHIT, but like, I am very, I like applaud to you for doing that. Can I ask you, why do you do them? Because a lot of people ask that.
Honestly, like, I saw Alex, my boyfriend, do a couple shows, and the first one I saw, I was like, oh, I could never do that. Mm-hmm. The second one, I was like, oh, maybe I could. Mm-hmm. And then I think the third one, I was like, you know what? Twist my arm. Like, let's do it. You know? And I think that the exciting thing for me was to think, I've never physically been there with my body. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how I could look like that. So to do it was just crazy. And I'm also competitive. And I think the most important thing is that you're competitive with yourself, right? It doesn't matter who's there, who shows up, how you do, but just that you try to be the best version of you. And I think in a lot of ways, it does make you be better, right? Like, you have to eat really well. You have to be really strict on your workouts and all of that. And it mentally really challenges you. So you have to dig deep. And I think that kind of goes full circle of like who I am and like having to get through shitty shit and knowing the shittiest of shits,
my friends.
And like just kind of trusting your intuition and trusting yourself mentally and physically. And of course, you know, there's people who take it in really unhealthy directions, and some people do it and they, you know, it causes them to have body dysmorphia issues or eating disorders or whatever. I think that it kind of helped me get a better grasp on how to take care of my body versus like beat it down.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's something I haven't mastered. And I'm like learning that from you. You know what I mean? Like, totally. Sid trains me, you guys. Like, Sid is my trainer.
She's
writing me workouts, and I'm not going to lie, they hurt. But I will say I think I look the best I ever have.
Yeah.
I even was looking back on like, it's funny when you look on the reminiscing time. So you're like in your head, you're like, oh, I looked probably so good in senior year of college. And I went and looked back at the pictures, and you can tell I'm under eating on protein. You can tell I have like puffiness from all the Toppers pizza sticks I was eating.
Oh my God.
Stouffer's lasagna, like chicken pot, Marie Callender's chicken pot pies. Like, I was busting down on those. It's funny because I'm like, oh, I looked at the picture. I'm like, wait, I had a misconstrued perception of like what I was like back then and what I am now. And I'm also 10 years difference. Like, why would I compare my, you know, whatever, maybe it's not quite 10 years, whatever, 6 years, but why am I comparing myself back then when I didn't even know how to care for my body in the slightest? And I do now.
One of the things that's really cool is like, I don't want to say it's easier to be in better shape when you're younger, but I love to see like people who are in their 30s, 40s. I mean, I have a client in their 70s.
Yeah.
And like feel a way about themselves that they've never felt before in their entire life. It's so cool and sweet. Yeah.
That makes my day. That's special as shit. That's so beautiful.
So cool. And I think that is what kind of ties like my college degree and what I do now together.
Yeah.
Is like the mental side of it. And you're not going to get to that point if you're not bought in 100%. And that first includes mentally committing to honestly yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, to go like into my story a bit with that.
Will you come a little bit closer to the mic?
Yeah.
There we go. Sorry.
Hey,
I just
sorry.
did not want to miss it. Yeah. I'm like, hey, on the microphone.
I do have like a loud voice.
You do, but it's kind of nice when it's close because I'm like, oh yeah. I can always tell when it's crispy in my ears. I'm like, oh yeah.
Diet Coke crispy. But yeah, I mean, I went to school. I decided I wanted to be a therapist because myself, I've had a long journey with mental health. And, you know, since really before I can remember, depression and anxiety has always run in my family. My dad, who I have an amazing relationship now with, has always struggled with depression.
Yeah.
And it's interesting talking to my mom about it now and the questions that I was asking as like a fifth grader, if she thought my dad would like commit suicide, you know, like that was something that I was worried about at like age 10 and 11, which is sad, really sad. And so, you know, going off of that, when I was in high school, I did have a suicide attempt. And so, like I said, I've always been on medication for my depression and anxiety. But you know, when you're that age, you don't have a lot of coping mechanisms and you don't really know how to cope. And your brain is really impulsive.
Yeah.
And I got bullied really badly, which shout out to my haters. Sorry that you couldn't phase me because I look at me now and I look at them now and I'm like, that sucks.
Oh, that sucks that you peaked back then.
Yeah. Tough. But not everyone can say, oh, I was bullied or like, you know, I had really bad struggles. Like we most likely all know someone who we've lost to suicide. And it is really sad. But when I went to the hospital, so basically I tried to take all the medication that I could find, went to the hospital. When you have a lot of medication in your system, you're more susceptible to seizures and, in the hospital, you are never, ever supposed to leave a suicide attempt patient by themselves. And they like let me go to the bathroom. But since I had all of the medication in my system, I had a seizure. I fell. I hit my head. And so it kind of turned into a even bigger thing.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, I mean, my mom was my rock after that. I was literally, she had my phone while I was in the hospital and I was still like getting bullied by these, it was guys.
How old were you right now?
I was 15. I was 15 because I had my permit and you can't drive for a certain amount of time after you have a seizure. And yeah, I was still getting bullied and my mom was like, you know what? This is your rebirth. This is your new beginning. That's why I have a lotus tattoo on me and Sid also has one.
That's also wild that we both have that, but
yeah, that is. Mm-hmm. And I got a new phone number. I like, it was kind of starting over in a way as much as you can as a high schooler. And that time of life is also just really freaking hard. And so from then on, I was like, you know, I want to A, learn more about it for myself, but B, do something to help other people who are going through this.
Can I ask you a question about like you're leaving, you know, this like incredibly difficult time, a time where you didn't maybe want to be there. And then, you know, really having the support of your mom to be like, no, we're going to rebirth you right now. This is actually a rebirth. This is a restart. How do you think you had it in you to have a different mindset coming out of that?
That's a great question. I honestly, initially, I was actually pretty pissed. Like, really? I was like, you're taking everything away from me. At that point in my life, I just wanted to fit in. Like, I wanted to be like everyone else. I didn't want to be like unique in my own way. And so I feel like I didn't really even know who I was.
Right.
And I feel like that's part of feeling like I just kind of felt stuck in my own skin. And I think that's part of it because I just like, I wasn't who I really am. And to honestly have that mindset to get through it, of course, like always ebbs and flows. But I mean, I was like, that's the only option I have, you know? And when you go through something like that, sometimes you're lucky enough to have the opportunity to see, you know, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
But you just, at that point, you don't see any other way.
Right.
And honestly, now, like this was, so I was 15, I'm 27 now. So this is 12 years ago. I hope that math was right.
I think it was. Yes, it was.
But I feel like I've gone through a lot even since then. But that going through that myself and seeing other people that you love go through really hard shit, you're always like, man, like I wish I could take their pain away. And right. I think that is how my mom felt too. And I think that she was a big, like just has always been the most steady, consistent anchor that I've had in my life. And so it was just like, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. We're all holding hands and we're, you know, we're getting through this together.
Support system.
Yeah.
And also like, yeah, it's who you surround yourself with and it's your people holding you up. You need them at that time, even when you're not saying you need them.
Yeah.
And how they show up for you. So that's why your support system, wherever stage in your life, is so important. And like you were talking about, you like you had before just wanted to fit in, but you didn't know who you were. And that's like why I think you're the most unhappy when you're attempting to be someone you're not, because you don't, you're just being what you think you should be so that you fit in because that's all you want. When in reality, like that's not even who you are and it's not going to align at the end of the day.
1,000%.
But it's not that easy, especially not when you're 15. And I'm not saying like, oh, this could have been fixed. That's not at all.
Well,
what I'm saying.
Well, and I also think about it. Like, honestly, 15-year-olds now.
Oh my
honestly,
God.
Honestly, I mean, prayers to you because seriously, they have a lot that we didn't even have, you know, like social media was just becoming the thing. People were getting Snapchat, like, you know,
I mean,
and also I think at that age too, your worth is based off of like what you have and what you look like, you know? And so I also think part of what helped me overcome that was giving myself the opportunity to like actually get to know who I am and like what I like, what I want in life. And that wasn't something that I was just like suppressing all of that.
How do you think you discovered it? Cause I think that's a good practice for anyone even right now when they're confused on who am I even, you know?
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things that you can do is like actually spend time alone, like not alone when you're like just sleeping or napping, which is all I wanted to do at that time. That's another thing. Like if you're just literally sleeping all the time, that's how my mom would be like, all right, you're kind of falling back into your spiral. Yeah. Let's reel it in. But doing things like even just walking and like listening to your thoughts. I think we spend a lot of time trying to run from our thoughts. Yep. And my mom always is like, your thoughts are like clouds. They come and they go. And there's some are different than others. Some are good. Some are bad. Some are rain clouds.
Yeah.
But I think allowing yourself to get comfortable with those thoughts, as long as, I mean, of course, if they're harmful to yourself or other people, then that's something to be concerned of. But I actually think that is when I like picked up my like yoga practice too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's literally, I'm from Duluth, if you're from Minnesota, and it's a big-ish town, but it's a small town. And there literally at that point was like one yoga studio.
I'm sure.
And so I would go there and that was a good outlet, and I was a cheerleader, so that was a good outlet too. But honestly, just starting from scratch, and you're having to make so many decisions at that age that it's like you don't even really know the answer to, like, what do I want to go to school for? What am I going to do after high school? What are, you know, all the things, and it's just overwhelming. But if you think about it, honestly, life is kind of overwhelming all the time.
Yeah.
And
it just teaches you, you have to make a decision, even though you don't really know which one is right or wrong. They're not really right or wrong.
So, and then fast forwarding to,
you know, years later being in school, going to school to be a therapist, like I said, I kind of fell into the fitness industry. And the first place that I taught at, they were like, what is your sankalpa, which is a Sanskrit term that means essentially like mission statement, your purpose in life. And I'm like, oh my God, I wasn't prepared to answer this. That's a question.
Holy.
But I landed on, and in the thing about it is it's always and can be always changing. Mm-hmm. But I said that I want to help other people become the strongest version of themselves mentally and physically. And I think that like just kind of puts a bow on everything that I have gone through, but also the impact that I want to make. And I feel like in my adult life, I also don't always want to like, hey, I'm Sydney. Nice to meet you. I tried to commit suicide. You know what I mean? Like,
it's heavy.
And also, like, I don't really want pity from it, but I want people to learn from my story too. And I want mm-hmm. people to know that there's a lot more to someone than like meets the eye. And, you know, I was saying to Sid before this, like, it's so funny when people tell you that you have it all figured out and that you're like put together, because I'm like, God damn, sometimes it just feels like 1 minute at a time.
If you only fucking knew.
Yeah.
And that's also why, I mean, even when Sid spoke at an event a while back that we had and she was on a panel and like, you know, she's sitting there absolutely jacked out of your mind, like literally yeah, so jacked. Real. It was like near your show. And it was like, you're looking at her and you're like, fuck, I wish I could, I like look like that. Like she's got it all figured out. She's came from like a poppin' cycle class partying. She, you know, gets paid well because she, you know, trains people. She's loving it, all this stuff. And I wanted to throw the curveball in there of your story, because I want people to stop assuming that they know everyone, that they see everything on the internet, that face card value is the truth of someone's life. It's just not.
Yeah.
Like, I think when we think that everybody's life is just as simple as we can see and it's perfect and ours isn't, and it's the comparison game, we are going to end up so much more unhappy at the end of the day in our lives than to actually understand what people have been through, what's going on in their life, and how far they've come. I would rather hear about like the arc of somebody's story,
yep,
rather than like, wow, look at you now.
Totally.
I don't care. I don't care how amazing you are today. Where did you come from? Because that's what helps people.
And
you know
it really,
I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, that makes you who you are now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, of course, I wish that I didn't have to go through that. But obviously, honestly, it is a big piece of me. And, but like I said, you kind of learn to, like, when I'm at a low in life again, I have the strength and the resilience to get through whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not always tangible. Like, these are the steps you take to get out of it. It's so like subjective and different for everyone. And I think that a lot of people maybe like lean into the wrong things, right? Or like, well, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Right. Okay, let's like bring it back to the most basic things that we can do. Move your body, eat foods from the earth, yep, right? Surround yourself with people who make you laugh.
Your people, yep.
And find some sort of mindful practice too, right? Whether it, like I said, is spending time with yourself, journaling, just writing in your notes on your phone, listening to a podcast, whatever it is, but being able to slow down and take a couple deep breaths and realize that like shit might be tough, right? You might be like trying to find a new job or, you know, going through a breakup or whatever it is. But in the grand scheme of life, these are such small battles, mm-hmm, right? Like forgetting your socks for a workout is, that's like, at the end of the day, will be the scope of like going through a breakup, because right, every single thing that challenges you is something that you add to your toolbox. Like that's a notch on your belt in strength.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and I think that that ties back to like doing bodybuilding and why I like it is because I'm like every day that I move forward closer to a show is another day stronger that I am, you 100%. Know? And the more that you can be consistent with the actions and the things that make you feel good, the more that that becomes your life.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
This is also why you surround yourself with good people, because like hearing you talk, I'm like, wow, I'm learning something from one of my like besties and like someone who's incredible, who makes me a better person. I'm like, that's what these are the type of people you need to be around, you guys. Yeah. Like this is who's in my circle. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's so important to evaluate who you're around, because like you have to have your support system to lift you up when you're down. Like, I don't know. And understand when you're down. And like there's times when Sid, like I won't text Sid back for like a week and she's like, how you doing? You know, like,
hey,
and, like,
pulse
where, where'd you go? You disappeared on me. And I'm like, I'm coming back out, you know, like you have to have your people and surround yourself
and
with the right people.
But like, this is what it looks giving yourself permission to do that. Like I do that sometimes to you and you do that sometimes to me. Yeah. And like at the end of the day, I don't ever care. I'm never mad. If there was like an emergency, sure. But like, I think a couple of my best friends know that like there will be periods of time where I like don't really talk to them for a little while. And I think that's normal, because the reality is like, think back to, I don't know, whenever they didn't have all of these ways that we can be connected. It's like, there's so much stimulation all the time.
Oh my God. Even just, I was thinking about this. We were on a walk with your mom, like outside, I remember. Yeah. And you had gone through a little bit of like a job transition situation, and it had spiked
God,
really icky feelings for you. And I remember you being like, yeah, I like retracted a little bit. And that's how my mom knew. And then like, but we were talking about it actively within while you were in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you being able to talk to people who you trust, your mom, me, your really good friends, I'm thinking of like Keelan, Noah, everybody like around us, and like to actually say like, you know, this is, I'm feeling pretty shitty right now. Like on the outside, I'm still posting, you know, pics of me bodybuilding. I look fucking great.
Yeah.
But like, I don't feel mentally great. I'm in a rough spot because of X and Y.
Yeah.
And I need some like support. I need to talk it through. You need to have people that allow you to do that. Like you have to have,
and I think
for those people when you're ready to speak about it.
If you don't feel like the people in your circle are people that you can tell those things to, then it is time to find a new circle. And to be honest, people are like, well, how did you meet your friends? I have literally met everyone in like a fitness context, basically.
Honestly,
I'll just tell you, you're probably going to align more with the people you meet at the gym than you are the bar.
Oh shit.
Oh my God. Did she
We got to cut that for socials, Zika.
No, but,
holy crap.
Honestly, too, like when I was going, when we were on a walk that this was what, last year?
Probably
like
last
spring
year.
Last year.
Yeah.
And I was really going through it. Like I couldn't even, if someone was like, how's your day? I couldn't even do it without like speak without crying. And that is also like, just because you go through something more monumental. So like, you know, my suicide attempt doesn't mean that the skies are always going to be blue, right? You're going to go through other shit where I was having panic attacks. I was, not able to sleep. My mom, like I called her one night and I was like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm on my way to the cities. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'm coming to see you and we're going to like get our shit together and do it. You know,
your mom.
I know.
She's such an incredible human.
Sometimes like that is all that it takes, is just like warmth from someone to tell you like, you got this, you know, and mean it, because I think there's also so much just bullshit and like people always are saying things that they don't mean.
Yeah.
But I know that the person that I am is someone who is just, I care about everyone that I spend time around. I go in to teach my classes and I feel like I'm going to see my friends. And I literally tell my classes that, because I feel like that. And I think that is how I've been able to like make an impact, is people say, oh my gosh, you know, I was going through this shit and you said X, Y, Z. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't remember even saying that, but thank you for telling me, right? You never know the bigger picture behind someone and who they are, but definitely don't have my shit all figured out. I know that there's going to be some lows eventually in life again, but every low you go through is another like tool to add to your toolbox of just the scheme of life. And you know, I feel like we all know those people who like they've never had a real problem like ever in their life. And like the biggest problem is that like their phone case doesn't like match your outfit or whatever. And you're just like,
yes, I know these people.
God damn, like if a problem actually smacked you in the face. But no, I mean, great for them that they've never had a problem. But, you know, I am glad that my trauma happened in childhood. So now I can spend more time in adulthood figuring it out.
Yeah. And also moving on.
Needing a come to Jesus moment at, you know, 27.
Lord, maybe that childhood trauma pays off. You know what I'm saying? We got a little parallels in some of our trauma, but not stuff we talked about. But I'm just like, sometimes Sid and I are like, thank God I have somebody who understands what I'm talking about when I talk about a certain thing.
We have so many similarities. Like we've been like, okay, so... Like, you know, I'm like, I don't have daddy issues because I love my dad, but you know, we talk about all of that. And I think
I mean, divorce is going to bring that, but
we
you know.
Spend so much time just in general trying to just give people the highlights. Oh, sorry.
No, like, it doesn't matter. Oh, hey, she's her hands going in the camera. That's why yeah. she said, sorry. I'm like, I don't care.
But yeah, we're always trying to show people like the sunshine of our lives mm-hmm. when it's just like, literally it's raining outside right now. Literally. Like that's just not realistic. The more you allow yourself to feel, I think the more connected that you are to who you are, to the people around you.
Your community.
Yeah. The bigger impact that you can make, the more, you know, when you're doing something that really aligns with who you are, things you care about, it just makes life worth it.
That's why I'm here. That's why I've made yeah. a lot of risks and different decisions.
Totally.
You know? Like, yeah. That's
and it's exactly. not easy, but there's people no. that look at you and they're like, well, Sid's working for herself and how nice would that be to not have to do X, Y, Z. All right. Hater.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, and yeah, I love it's so it. Easy.
But yeah, honestly, even though I probably don't have a lot of haters, I like to pretend I do because I'm like, yeah.
I don't think you have a hater. You're Take way this, too fucking nice.
Haters. But no, my whole life, people have been like, you're dumb. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're blonde and pretty. I'm like, oh,
you're like,
God, it's so hard being me.
I know, no. I'm having a hard time.
But
being
honestly,
pretty.
Like, you know, the first thing that we do is create judgments about people, their lives, what they do, what they don't do. And honestly, my like biggest thing, I feel like I experienced this last weekend with like, my first event that I did on Friday.
Just oh, yeah, being with like, Nina. Yeah. Yeah, fun.
And just like sometimes people show up and again, I don't know what you're going through. Peace be with you.
Oh, I like that. Amen.
But kill them with kindness, right? Always. Like unless someone's like trying to hurt you on purpose or saying things that are mean on purpose, like just being kind to other people goes a really long way.
Just as nobody knew what you had gone through or what you've had to go through and like things that we go through in the day to day. Like,
yeah,
there, you know, there, I had to still, we had to all go to school when our parents were getting divorced. Yeah. Like I've had to go to school when I was getting like going through a really bad breakup or having like an abusive relationship right? or all these things, you know, or like go to work still when shit's hitting the fan at yep. home. Like that is why people show up in different ways. And even that's why I always say in my classes, I've said this so many times on the pod too, but I'm like, say hi to your neighbor and tell them they're doing a good job. Not because you need to hear it. It's because someone else likely needs to hear it.
You never
it.
Know. Who
the
does,
likelihood
yeah.
of someone being in this room that needs us right now is extremely high.
Absolutely.
So like, that's what I stand for. I don't care if you don't need it right now. You've been in a position where you've needed it. So like, let's like hand it down to whoever you're next to and see who needs our support. And they don't need to tell us. We just are yeah. giving it without asking for it.
Oh my God. Gourd. Cup down.
I dropped my phone. Hold on.
She's got a case of the dropses.
I got the case of the dropses in it.
You know
what
my mom says is what? That when you have your period, you drop things more.
I get clumsy.
Which like, obviously I feel like there's probably no scientific backing, but I believe it.
Well, if there is and someone can tell us, that would be incredible yeah. to know because I have no idea. And I would love to know because I'm yeah. clumsy as shit when I have my period. You know who I didn't share this in the beginning. I should have. But Mason, your brother, yeah. was on the podcast a while ago. Yep. And it was one of the most incredible episodes. You have had to be there for somebody during a really difficult time. And mm-hmm. for people who aren't aware, I'm not going to share it for you, but Mason had to go through something or went through something yeah. that changed his life. I'll let you speak to that. But yeah. And you had to be there for your person during
well,
this period
and
of time.
What? So I'll give you the overview. But and also like being there as a daughter, as a sister, you know, and seeing like how things impact like the family systems as a whole, which is a big right. thing that you learn in school, is that every life event changes the family dynamic essentially. But my little brother, right before he turned 18, the winter before, he was in a skiing accident and he is paralyzed. And so this was 4-ish years ago. He's 21 now.
Yeah.
But he's given me a lot of perspective. And that's why, honestly, talking about my suicide attempt in my mental health, honestly, like, I've been through worse shit, actually. And it's really hard when you can't take pain or suffering away from someone that you love so much.
Yeah.
But he also, especially as it pertains to movement and the way that our bodies work for us, oh my God, completely changed my perspective. And how lucky are we to be able to do the things that we want to do, you know, with ease. Yeah. And to see his mindset through all of it has been inspiring too. I think one of the big things, which is applicable to many different situations, but when he first got into his accident, people would say, we're going to get you back skiing in no time, or like, you're going to walk in no time. And it's like, yeah, I'm not really trying to focus on that right now. You know, like, I'm just, you're laying in a hospital bed, and he has gone on to like impact so many lives and will continue to do so. It's just insane to watch him. You guys, if you don't follow him,
you really should. Yeah. Can you give them his handle?
Mason, I think it's Mason _ Brandstrader. I could tell
I think
you
it
for
is.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it is.
And so it's really, really cool to see his community that he's created and the resilience that other people have had and that he's had. And initially, this is a really like highlighted conversation that sticks out in my brain when I was asking him about his mental health and just how he's doing. Right. Yeah. And he said it's better now because he stopped just focusing on being able to walk or not. You know, because that was like the biggest thing, is that like, is he going to walk again or not? What's the prognosis? What do the doctors say? You know, and everyone wants to ask that question. And like, it might seem like a simple question, but there's a lot more that goes into it. And shifting your focus from the outcome to the present and the journey and finding the silver lining and the positive, and realizing how you can use your challenges to move and inspire other people rather than, you know, I'm focused on X, Y, Z. And it's just like the grass is always greener. And so I think that mentally it was hard. He was beating himself up about like, well, am I going to be able to walk? Right. Yeah. Everyone's asking me that question.
God, how overwhelming would that be to have?
Yeah.
Like, I don't freaking know.
Right.
Like, Jesus Christ.
God, the doctors don't even
know. I'm trying to just be in my body that is new to me now because there's so much change.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to heal, and it's way more than physical.
And and you know, going through all of the things that I've gone through, and I won't get into my younger sister's story, but she's gone through a lot of shit too. And so if anyone asks me, my siblings are my biggest motivation in my entire life. And so being around people that have also been through, it doesn't even have to be similar, but challenging things too, I think it can humble you and put life into perspective.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what I always just think, like, what do I want people to like think or say about me when I'm not there, and how have I impacted them? And I would be really sad if people said that like I hurt them, right? You know, like negatively impacted them. So it's like, I just want people, yes, like the grass isn't always greener, the skies are going to rain again, but I just want people to feel like sunshine around me. I want them to feel warm energy. And I want to tell you that, like, depending, you know, obviously there's some serious shit we can go through in our lives, but for the most part, even things like a job change, it's not that serious, right? No. It's not, that is not who you are. The things that you have, the things that you wear, the things that you do, the things that you don't do, like, that's not who you are at the end of the day. It's like, what energy do I give to other people?
Yes.
And also for myself, like, what energy do I absorb? Because that's a choice that we get to make too.
Oh, I like you making that point.
Yeah. And I think that's a big thing too. Like, now I'm like sensitive to, like, you get in the elevator with someone who's like, and you're like, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here.
Your Tweaky McGee over there is making me anxious.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, everything in the world is energy, right? Mm-hmm. Different frequencies. And so I just think that if I'm putting good sunshine energy in the world, then in some way, somehow, it will return it back to me. And I like truly believe that. And I always feel like now in my mind and in my life, regardless of what happens, I'm going to be okay, because it's A, probably not even that big of a deal. And B, I've always been okay, even when I thought I wouldn't be.
Correct. You have been through so much, and people, you still like are like, well, I haven't been through that much.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, oh, I mean? Yeah, no, that's fine.
It's crazy, but it's like, okay, you wish you would have, like, you could like pull that hurt away from Mason, and Mason sharing his story has helped so many people, and you sharing your story is helping people, because people don't realize that, you know, I've been, you know, I'm just saying from their perspective, like, I've been to a really dark place, and I didn't think I could come out, or I'm in a dark place right now when I'm listening to this, and I don't think that there's another side. Yeah. There's not a greener side. Maybe I'm going to be feeling like this forever. I don't want that anymore. And you're showing them like, and no, you're going to get forever. Out.
And I literally, you can ask Alex, like, I said, if I feel like this in a year from now, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. And what do you know, a year from now or a year from that point, I would probably shaking my ass to some Glorilla.
You were, as you were, girl, as you were.
But you know what? The things in life, unless like your safety is your in question, like just one breath at a time, one day at a time, one foot in front of the other. Yep. We feel like we have to have everything all figured out all the time.
We never will.
You could switch your career tomorrow. You can decide you want to learn another language. You can travel the world for a year. Move. You know, like where there's a will, there's a way, you know?
100%.
But I think that is always a choice that we have to make, right? Because there are a lot of people who just are like, have trauma from their childhood, and it is like that will forever be their identity. Mm-hmm. That's not my identity. I want to pave my own path, and I want to be exactly the person that I want to be without the shadows behind me.
100%. God, you're so good with words. I'm like, oh, it's so perfect.
Well, honestly, I'm like, thank God, because sometimes, you know, where you've been talking a lot and you're just like, oh, what am I saying? What did I just say? What'd you say?
People know those episodes. I'm like, I was trying to say something and it didn't come out. I don't remember what I was going to say.
You know what I mean.
You guys get it, right? No, you're so good at just having perspective. Seems. And I feel like you have turned maybe a negative, we'll call it just negative background, and things that you've gone through into really like a wealthy way of life. You live wealthy. And the reason I wanted people to know all this is because you can have a beautiful, wealthy, like fulfilled life and have darkness that has passed over you.
Yeah,
not through you. It's not in you anymore. It has left, and you can allow for it to leave. And here's living proof of that. But how would you say you live a wealthy life?
All things aside and accounted for, I think that I'm wealthy in energy, in light.
Yeah.
And I think that can encompass a lot of things, relationships and what I do and how I do it. But being the energy that you give and the energy that you receive is a choice, and you get to decide, right, if you're wealthy in that or not. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, someone else's problem or opinion isn't your problem. And I wish I remember the quote that my dad said, that he would tell me, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you.
Oh.
Yeah. So I always
remember
that
little saying from being a kid.
I know, that little ditty.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm wealthy in the energy that I give, that I receive, and in all the things that I do.
Do you think that has to do with, like, has your life changed since you've decided to give such goodness to everybody else? Like, I mean, like, you literally give everyone your undivided attention, and you always give goodness. Like, you're you are always a good vibe. Always.
And I think that when you've been in a place where you've not gotten something that you need, and not even that was the root cause, right, but when you were struggling, what would have helped you? I think that, like, I just give that to people who are struggling or not struggling.
Right.
You know? But I can't even remember the question, but that was my answer.
That made sense for what it was. I don't even really remember it, because I was thinking about how we're coaches, and like, we're just expected to, like, we turn it on too, and when we're also having bad shit, and that actually helps, to be honest.
And also, like, I mean, it does get hard. Like, you feel like you're give all the time, but that is where, like, the people around you recharge you, right? Yeah. And like, we could sit here and hang out and not actually like really talk to each other, you know? And I think that everyone needs people like that. Same with my boyfriend, my, you know?
And we probably eat really good food and like laugh about the dumbest shit on the planet. And like, that is all I needed. Like that other Friday night when Sid was like, I'm like, well, you want to come over? And we were going to work on some shit, but like, we really just needed to hang out.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, Alex has the Zoomies. He's going to come too. That's her boyfriend. And we love Alex. He's family. He's hilarious.
He's a hoot.
They bring over like $200 worth of Whole Foods. Like absolute, like we had oysters.
We had ribeye, oysters.
Like ribeye on the cast iron. We had freaking veggies. We had every snack you could ever imagine. Like snackies. Yep. Like, oh, and we just had so much fun just cracking up, talking about telling weird stories and all this shit. Like it was just, it was a cupful night.
Yes.
One question that I wanted to leave with, because I know we got to go to your, Sid's got to go teach a Pilates class.
Oh my God.
We got to go. What would you say to a younger Sid now, knowing what you know now at 27 and what you've just been through? Like, is there anything you would tell younger Sid right now?
I would probably say, and I know, you know, like telling someone to be their self, it's like, what the does that actually mean? But be true to you, right? Make decisions that serve you and not how you think they'll serve others. Follow your own path, lean into it, get scared, get uncomfortable, but know that shit's gonna be okay because you always got you.
Oh shit, mic freaking drop if you can.
Your mic. You've been dropping things.
Oh shit, drop it low. Thank you for sharing, like, you know, just who you are. A little more of who you are. Like, we're gonna have you back about fitness. We talked, thankfully, if you're in the wealthy circle, you get the private episode with Sid where she talks.
Join the wealthy circle, y'all. Come on now.
She's
come
in on it. Over. Like, I'm just saying, she's a mentor and she talks about, we debunked a bunch of nutrition, fitness, all the things. And we have our Learn to Lift class coming up and our Pilates, private Pilates class. So many fun things.
Yeah.
But like, truly, thank you for sharing the other side of you, the piece that I want people to know about you why you're in my circle, because of who you are as a human, not just because of the skill and the knowledge that you bring.
Not just there's because a different I'm pretty.
Thing. It's because you're blonde and pretty.
I know. And you're dumb.
And you're dumb. I was going to say that.
Oh.
What?
And if you take my classes, you know, I close things out a lot by saying mens sana in corpore sano. Mm-hmm. And that means a healthy body holds a happy mind. Actually, I did impulsively get that tatted on my ribs in college.
Yes, hunty.
But I'll leave you with that. Okay.
I like that. What's your Instagram so they can follow you?
SidSam.fitness.
Yeah, she's the fitness queen. Crew, as always, I love having you here. I hope that you like the new like format of the podcast too. I think it starts really nice and it moves really quick. And I don't know, it just feels right. Like there's fun, there's knowledge, there's real life stories. And that's really
she's
what wealthy.
She's being true to her, okay?
I'm being true to me. And that's really what the Wealthy Circle is too. And it's a theme more than it is anything else. So it's a community and it's a theme. It's who I am now. And it's where I want to go and what matters to me. So I love you, Sid. I love you as always.
Love
and
you.
We'll meet you back on the mic soon. Otherwise, I'll talk to y'all soon.
Mwah.
Bye.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.